This is Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke on KSRO. Letitia Henke is CEO of ARS Roofing and Gutters, one of Northern California's leading roofing companies known for its commitment to quality, integrity, and service. She's celebrating an incredible 30 years in the roofing industry and is a passionate advocate for women in the trades. She's the founder of the Lime Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to supporting at-risk youth throughout the North Bay. Please give a warm welcome to Letitia Henke.
Yay! Thank you so much, Jeff, for that lovely introduction. So, hello, everyone. Welcome to Raise the Roof. Raise the Roof is a show that celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to the world of the trades. And today I have Alethea Valley with Santa Rosa Transmission and Auto Care here. So I'm excited to have a conversation with her in just a little bit. But I always love starting off my show with a few announcements. So what are we celebrating this month? Any guesses? Any guesses? Yes, it's Black History Month. Of course, I celebrate Black History every day, but I'd love to have you guys join us in some amazing events that are happening this month. We will be listing them on the site. I'll also post on some of my social medias about events that are happening. One of the events I'm always happy for is the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development. They have an event every single year down in Petaluma, and that's going to be on February 28th, my birthday. And it's going to be a really great celebration. It's a free event. It's great for the community. There'll be Black-owned businesses there that are vendors. You'll have a chance to meet a lot of people and make some really great connections. So I highly recommend that you go and check out a great event that they have this year. If you're looking for a little bit of jazz history, that is also coming up as well this month on February the 6th. So that's just in the next couple days. And that's coming up as well, called the Dorian Mode Black History Jazz Concert at the Polyclass Community Theater. Doors open at 6:30, so the tickets for that is $60, but it would be great if you can go. It was a great event last year that they had. I highly recommend that one. And there's several other events going on as well. The Sonoma County Library is having a really great event featuring Black authors at the museum, Sonoma County Museum. So look out on the site. We're going to list all of those events so that way you can come and celebrate with us the entire month long. What are some other events I like to talk about? You know, the Lime Foundation events. Yes, Believe in the Dream. Now, I know it's way in September, but I ask everyone to start marking your calendars now because we sell out every single year, and it's our 11th anniversary. So that's on September 10th at the Luther Burbank Center. We have a lot of great, great, great surprises happening this year. I always love keeping those very secret to the very end, of course. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a surprise. So how can you get tickets for that? Go to BelieveLime.com, and you're able to see some of our past events, learn more about the Lime Foundation and what we do at these events and what this event is all about. We raise funds for our programs, and one of our programs that you may already be familiar with is our Next Gen Trades Academy. And that program has now expanded to Mendocino and Lake Counties. But our home will always be here in Sonoma County. That's where our vocational training center is located. And we have classes all year round. We have one coming up this coming February. Well, it's in February already. But this month, we're going to be down in Marin. And then in March, we have our Santa Rosa class taking place. So if you go on our website, thelimefoundation.org, you'll be able to see a list of all of our classes that are happening all year round. If you know some youth that are ages 16 to 24, some of our classes go all the way up to age 35. If they're looking for a really great opportunity in the trades, we have that opportunity for them. The construction trades, auto trades, right now we're going to be launching our auto academy as well in May. So there's so much there. Please go check out our website and tell someone about it. And that way we can hopefully help them find an amazing career. So now I want to get to the part that you guys have all been waiting for, the roofing tip part, right? This is Ask the Expert, so you need to hear a little bit about that roofing, right? So, you know what, I could sit here for an hour talking about roofing, so I'll spare you. But there are some tips that I really wanted to go over. There are three really important tips that I've learned the last couple months that we've been having. When we had rain in December and then that first rain in January, mainly because people are having some major issues in the community, and I'm hoping that I can help you. So the first tip I wanted to talk a little bit about is, after we've had a really big storm, it's actually really important for you to check your roof. Actually look up and see if everything is okay, because sometimes you don't know that you have damage. We had many clients that had tree damage from branches that had fallen on their roof and sliced the roof. And guess when they found out? They didn't find out until that next rain. So during the Christmas storm that we had, they had damages. And then that New Year's storm came in, and that's when they started having some major leaks. So you can actually save yourself a lot if you actually, after a big heavy rain or heavy winds, just walk your property, look up, especially if you have a tile roof, because a tile piece of tile can break easily from a branch or something like that falling on the roof. Look for missing shingles, anything that's lifting. If it's lifting, don't just ignore it. Have someone come out and take a look at that. It could save you a lot of money in the long run. And then look in your ceilings. Look for stains. If there's a room that you're not in, we had a customer had a spare bedroom that their college kid was in. So they only come, you know, home once a month and do, you know, laundry. And they don't go in that room very often. And they just happened to go in there and looked up on the ceiling and saw that they had a stain and there was mold and everything because it had been leaking for a while. And so we went and finally took care of the roof leak for them. So again, check your rooms, check your ceilings, check your walls. Make sure that you don't have anything that's underlying. Couple other tips for you. Small repairs today prevent big bills tomorrow. So I have had many, especially if you own a home and you have tenants. I've had many, and my tenants did this to me as well at one point. They were having a roof leak, just didn't want to report it. They didn't want to say anything about it. And if you have that problem, you want to make sure that you tell your tenants to please always report stains or anything like that. Don't let the stains just continue on. For one reason, you don't want mold to form. Okay, that's very important, because if you let it keep leaking like that, that will happen for sure. The other thing is that when you start letting it leak like that for a long period of time, it may cause dry rot and issues later on that you could have definitely saved yourself from. And dry rot is just extra money that you're paying that you didn't have to pay. So look for those tiny leaks. Tell your tenants that as well, to look for those leaks if it happens, to always report them right away. And that's going to help you in the long run to not have to spend a whole bunch of extra money. And then the last tip I always like to talk to people about is knowing your roof age and knowing your roof warranties. In this industry, you're going to see a range of different warranties that contractors will give you, to the, you know, standard 3-year, to a 15-year, to a lifetime. But you should know your warranty, because I'll tell you who does know your warranty or who does know your roof is your insurance company. And lately, we've had so many calls coming through about drones flying over their house and the insurance company coming in saying, you need to replace your roof. Well, there was a roof that we had just replaced a year before, but they had roof staining, and that little drone thought that was, you know, like an old roof, and it wasn't. And we were able to show the insurance company that we had just replaced the roof, that they have a lifetime warranty, and they didn't cancel their policies. So you need to, if you want to be more proactive, have a roof inspection done by a licensed roofing contractor. I cannot express that enough. On social media and Nextdoor, I can't tell you how many times I see someone post, oh, I need a roofer for a roof leak, or I need a roofer to look at my roof. And someone will say, my buddy can look at it for you. My uncle, my neighbor. You guys, no. Have a licensed roofer take a look at your roof for many reasons. One, we have to stay in compliance. You know, you can't be up on a roof that's over 6 feet without being harnessed off as a roofer. You know, these are the things that we have to do. That's part of the Cal OSHA safety regulations, and we have to follow these laws. So I'm trying to help you guys in the long run. Like Judge Million says, the cheap comes out expensive. So you want to always make sure you're hiring a licensed contractor, somebody who's been in the industry that knows your roof, not just anyone that's going to come and make your roof problem worse. Okay, hopefully those tips have been helpful. You can always call ARS Roofing and Gutters. We'd be happy to help you guys. Mention Raise the Roof when you call us, and that way we'll always do an inspection for you at no charge. And we look forward to hearing from you. We'll be back in just a moment. Bye. right. Welcome back to Raise the Roof. And to continue my theme of celebrating women in the trades, today's guest is Alethea Valley with Santa Rosa Transmission and Car Care. It's a full-service, family-owned auto repair facility serving Santa Rosa for 26 years. And Alethea leads the operations, keeping things running smoothly behind the scenes. So, Alethea, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Letitia. It's great to be here.
Well, we first want to make sure our listeners know a little bit about Santa Rosa Transmission and Car Care. So can you tell us a little bit about what you guys specialize in? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so like you said, we are a family-owned and operated business with third-generation specialists on board, and we're celebrating our 26th year in the industry. Mm-hmm. And we do everything from small oil changes to maintenance checks, diagnostics, up to the major repairs, transmission replacements, engine replacements. We do it all.
Well, I know there's tons of auto shops around here in Santa Rosa. So tell us a little bit about like what makes you guys different from other shops.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great shops to choose from. I think what sets us apart is our communication and our technology. We work and strive really hard to communicate and keep everything honest and straightforward with our customers, very transparent. And we also offer one of the longest warranties in the industry. So we will honor a 36,000 mile or 3-year warranty, and that's nationwide. So if you're traveling with your family across country, you can still have the warranty work done.
Wow. Yeah. One of the things that I really appreciated about you guys, one of my trucks broke down and had to get it towed over to you guys, and you guys, you know, did the diagnosis for us, and you didn't charge me for that. And that I was completely in shock. I was like, what?
Yeah.
No charge for that?
Free little health check just to keep everything, so you can make a plan.
Yeah, I appreciated that so, so much. And one of the things you and I have in common is that we are women in the trades. And so I'm wondering, you know, being in a male-dominated industry, you know, how do you find your way in auto? How did you find your way into automotive?
Yeah, well, to be completely honest, I married into it. And I was a little intimidated at first. It is a heavily male-dominated industry, but I was really pleasantly surprised to find a lot of females in all different roles in the industry now. And I was fortunate enough to have a mentor and a coach to kind of help me forge my way. And I've gone to a few trainings where there have been some powerhouse women taking the lead. So that's been really great. And I would love to see more women. I was excited to at the Lime Foundation graduation. There were a couple of young females who were very interested, which was really exciting to see. And I think the key is to just find someone that's paving the way and kind of just ask for mentorship.
Yeah, and they need to see us. You know, they need to see us in that industry so that they can know, hey, I can be in that industry too. So the more women that you see in the trades, the more I think our young girls are going to be like, hey, I can do that as well. So I'm glad that you're doing that.
Now, absolutely.
Speaking of being in the trades, you know, skilled trades, are you guys seeing a shortage of skilled workers in the automotive field as well?
Yeah, there are a shortage of skilled workers. You know, some of the older technicians are retiring, and the opportunities are there, though. The opportunities for training and just the help finding your place in the industry is definitely there. And we definitely, at our shop anyway, we're willing to work with people who have no experience, because if they have the right attitude and they have the right drive and they're willing to be coached, then they're worth gold.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because one of the things that I appreciate about you is that as you know, we are launching our Next Gen Auto Academy in May. And so to build out that curriculum, we really needed to get that feedback from automotive shops. You know, how do you, you know, can you hire someone that has no experience whatsoever? And your shop is one of the shops that would is willing to do that, to hire someone that doesn't have that much experience? Where do you normally start someone when they are, you know, pretty brand new into the industry? Is it an oil change, changing tires? What does it look
like? Yeah, it'll be the oil changes, the checking the brakes, you know, with someone more experienced, kind of looking over their shoulder and guiding them. And then we always recommend that they begin taking classes with the Automotive Service Excellence Program, the ASC, and that'll really help them get their foundational knowledge and their certificates to start off.
I know a lot of people that work on cars as a hobby, you know, but you know that they need to know that they can actually have a career.
So, yeah.
In your industry, are you finding a lot of like electrical cars or hybrids? Is that something that you guys work with regularly at all?
Yeah, EVs? We see a lot of EV cars come through, and you know, they function just like regular cars in a lot of ways. They still need brakes, they still need struts, they still need oil changes, all that good stuff. The only thing that we cannot do is because like Tesla holds domain over their battery service, as does the Rivian. But everything else we work on, and we see a lot more of them coming through. They're a great choice for people who are just commuting around town, and especially if you have solar at home too to charge them. So a shout out to solar companies like Northern Pacific Solar.
Oh, good shout out. Hear that, Cassius? Well, the cool thing about, you know, the industry is that just like in my trade in roofing, you know, we don't have robots, you know, putting on our roofs. So in your industry, you guys are still doing them. You don't have robots like doing oil changes yet?
Oh, no, not yet.
Yeah, so we still need our skilled trades. So I'm glad that you're part of that.
Yeah.
What about young people, you know, you know, if they want to change a career or be in this type of industry, you know, is this a career that you recommend for them? And do you see growth in this automotive type field?
Absolutely. You know, it's we're essential workers. Everyone has vehicles. And the more expensive that vehicles get, the more you want to protect your investment and just do the work to take care of them. So there's a lot of room for beginners to come and learn the trade and move up quickly. You know, if you've got that drive and that drive and mentality, the future is great. And you know, a lot of companies are competing for skilled workers, so you know, they'll offer 401k plans and great vacation packages. And you know, our company, we offer training quarterly, so there's lots of opportunities.
That's good. So we'll keep that in mind for sure. And it's great what you do in the community. And thank you for helping us build our Trades Academy. So, and remember, this is Ask the Expert. So we have to ask you some questions before we go. You know, we always love to give the audience a few tips that could, you know, really help them. So what are some maintenance tips that you could tell our audience that they should never skip?
Yeah, well, it's kind of similar to what you were mentioning before, Letitia. You know, maintenance is so important, and cheap is expensive and expensive is cheap. Mm-hmm. So I would say my first tip is to get that checkup, and that's done with an oil change. Get them as recommended every 5,000 miles. And that's where you want to go to a place that's going to give you a thorough inspection at the same time. So you can check your brakes and your battery system, and you can check everything. And that way you can see what's really important for your safety and for your investment to get done right away. And then you can also see the things that are kind of in the yellow to keep an eye on to plan out for your budget down the road. So number one is the safety inspection.
And it sounds like number two is the brakes.
Yep, I would say when you want to stop, you want to stop. Yeah, I would check out your brakes and make sure to replace them when they tell you to. Otherwise, you're going to do more damage to your entire braking system.
So you mean you don't just drive around with the check engine light on all day? Oh, okay, got it. Thank you for that tip. And what's the third tip that would be helpful?
I would say your fluids in general. Check out your every vehicle has recommendations for the time to check out your transmission fluid and to have that flushed out, and then also your braking fluid. And you know, it's just like your body, you need a health check, you need to make sure everything's running smoothly.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's not great. later on down the road.
And I always have my team members check our tires. I don't want them Tokyo drifting in my work vehicles,
yeah,
too. So making sure they don't have bald tires. Well, this has been great for you to help us with a few tips. You guys, if you want to learn more about Santa Rosa Transmission and Car Care, you could do so. We'll make sure. What is the website for people that can go to?
Our website is srtcarcare.com.
Beautiful. You got that? srtcarcare.com. And you can go check it out and hopefully see them on Santa Rosa Avenue if you're needing some car care. So, Alethea, we appreciate you being here today. It's been great having you. Next month, we are going to continue this journey down Women in the Trades. We're going to be featuring Sonda McDaniel of Mr. Rooter Plumbing. So stay tuned to next month's meeting. And again, go out, celebrate Black History this month. Have a really great time. Guess what? You don't have to be Black to celebrate Black History. Just wanted to let you know. And also, this has been Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke. Have a blessed and lovely day. A lovely